Refresh your good vibes mit TikTok. Mit den richtigen Vibes wird...
Hey. Oh Mann!
Zu... Jetzt probieren. Die verschiedenen Tic-Tac-Sorten. Von minzig frisch bis fruchtig süß. Tic-Tac. Refresh your good vibes.
Bei Action gibt es immer extrem niedrige Preise. Diese Woche 50 Palazzo Kaffeebecher XL-Packung nur 5,77. Oder weiche Hotel Royal Handtücher nur 2,48. Angebote, die richtig glücklich machen. Für noch mehr extrem günstige Preise einfach in einer Action-Filiale vorbeischauen oder in der App stöbern. Action. Kleine Preise. Große Freude.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Hey, it's Christopher, and it's time once again for another Bob and Tom Extra. You know, we get you to work every morning on the show. Now, every afternoon at 3, we'll post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home. Coming up on today's Bob and Tom Extra, feces from the sky, also a call from Donnie Baker, and things you kept in your locker. But first, this word from Frigamall Records.
Bob Dylan loves baseball. Not only his version of Take Me Out to the Ball Game, available in the archives of Cooperstown, but now he's released an entire album of baseball songs. Songs all based on classic Dylan tunes. Brigham-All Records is proud to offer Bob Dylan's greatest baseball hits. You'll get songs like...
How many times must the knuckleballs fly?
And...
Lay, lady, lay.
Lay down a sacrifice bone.
Hey, remember this Dylan song?
Hey, Mr. Ice Cold Beer Man, bring a cup for me, 'cause I'm thirsty and this game is really boring.
And what Dylan baseball collection would be complete without this classic?
I ain't gonna work on DiMaggio's fun team no more.
Yes, they're all here. Your favorite Dylan songs remastered with baseball themes. To order, just send $39.95 to Dylan Sings His Balls Off, 278 Positively 4th Street, Zimmerman, Minnesota. Order now and you'll be singing along with the Astros' favorite Dylan song. You know, the one they sing every year.
Knock, knock, knocking on Clemens' door.
Batter up, Bob.
Yeah.
Yes, he throws just like a woman. And he runs like a little girl.
Hit after hit.
Come gather round, starters, to hear what you've done. You've given up 2 hits, a walk and a run. You can head for the showers, 'cause your day is done. Pitchers, they are a-changing.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Back to you, Christy. What do you got over there?
Oh, my God. Well, speaking of poop, Transport Canada is investigating 2 cases of feces falling from the sky.
Cases? Oh, you meant incidents? Sorry.
24 in a case?
Yeah.
That's 4 6-packs of poop.
Right, right. I thought, all right. Yeah.
Falling from the sky in Kelowna, British Columbia.
That's not a real place.
Kelowna, K-E-L-O-W-N-A.
No, it says B.C. I think it means it happened a long time ago.
Before Christ? Yeah.
That's right.
What well, if, we you've count- got, if you've By got way- poop falling from the sky before there were airplanes, wow.
By the way, what are we counting down to? 15 B.C. What are we?
Yeah.
Sorry. The first incident happened May 9th and covered Susan Allen's car both inside and out because the sunroof was open.
Oh, I bet you Susan Allen deserved it.
Susan told CT.
Hang on a second. So this poor lady standing next to her car and the sunroof's open and it just starts pooping from the sky?
No, if you'd let me finish.
Sorry, I was trying to interrupt.
Yeah. Allen told CTV Vancouver Thursday.
We're on your side.
A.
Quote, I started crying and I'm like, I'm covered in poop. Oh. So she was sitting in the car.
Oh no.
The car was just inundated with poop. Good. It was just falling from the sky. You could feel the drops hitting you.
Oh.
When I looked up, there was nothing above but a plane flying. 3 days later, another car was similarly covered in excrement.
Oh.
According to the Kelowna International Airport, one of three planes passing over the area could be responsible for the incidents. Transport Canada is investigating.
Yikes.
Look up in the sky. It's a turd. It's a plane. No. Never mind.
That's a turd.
Nope. That's clearly a turd.
Yeah, that's a turd. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Oh, hey, Donnie.
Donnie.
Man, it sucks bad enough having a bird tag you, but I can't imagine getting splattered by someone's loose mud falling from 30,000 feet there.
Oh, man.
I swear to God. You thought you was having a bad day. Then you're just going about your day, and without warning, the Hershey squirts fall from the heavens and dot your sunroof. Yeah, I want to see Steph Curry top that shot.
Yeah.
Swear to God.
Good point.
And then later to find out what hit you, that had to be the worst part.
Oh.
Her seeing the plane and putting one and two together. It's like, I get all the peanuts, but when do they start serving corn on the cob on these flights?
Oh, boy.
You know, the deeper you get in the mystery, the more it burns. Is that why they got that little curtain separating first and third class? Because they know if the other people on the plane seen they got corn on the cob in first class, they'd all be revolting from the back.
Could be. I do like corn
on
the cob.
They can't just be dumping their sky logs on innocent people. She could see them.
Yeah.
And now we know what F and F-16 stands for. It's fecals. I swear to God.
Okay.
But you have to admit, that's like the ultimate drive-by. You know, learn the hard way about the difference between crop dust and fertilize. And what really sucks is I already, you know, got enough to worry about when I'm out about in the open air.
Yeah.
See, you know, besides planes flying over and doing that, these damn mosquitoes are in full force again and earlier than ever this summer.
Yeah.
I hate skeeters. They're more annoying than my Aunt Putty's picking these licks its dipstick while making full eye contact the entire time. I know, it's hard to drop a deuce in peace with all that going on. I wonder why I don't visit that much anymore. But they claim these skeeters now are more potent than ever this year.
Yeah.
And the one that bit me last night when I left the gym, probably carrying that West Niles or that new Zumba virus.
Zumba, I believe, is an exercise program. I think you mean Zika.
Well, if you're dealing with mosquitoes when you're outside, I thought I'd call you guys today with some things you can do to get rid of them.
Oh, okay.
Great.
All right.
Okay, number one, you got to get rid of where they live.
Okay.
The same way we napalmed the tents and tunnels during the Viet Cong War.
Mm-hmm.
And skeeters love to lay their eggs in stale, standing water, like the kind you find puddled up in old tires.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you're going to need to go around your lot and get all the old tires out of the yard and pile them up, then burn them.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, you don't want to burn them. I mean,
think you
can
do that.
Be smart about it. Tires can burn for a while, so it's going to take some gasoline to speed up the process.
Oh, yeah, this is terrible.
You know, but just like aftershave, if it burns, that means it's working. Secondly, you're going to want to get some skeeter spray to help them little blood-sucking vampires stay away from you. Because you'll also want to get some of that spray produced prior to circus 1987.
Why?
A lot of people don't know that. Well, that's when they took the mercury out of it, Tom, and it killed them things fast. And I'll get mine off eBay from some dude out of Paraguay's, and it's the Full Metal Jacket. And third and foremost, if you're going to be hanging outside at night with your friends, we're coming into bonfire season, you won't get one of them salmonella candles.
Mm.
Or you can do like me and just make your own salmonella candle.
How do you do that?
It's real simple. Just jam a birthday candle or any kind of fuse into a raw chicken breast. And fire it up. I swear to God it works, Christy.
I don't know.
And when the maggots start to form, you know it's time to throw it out and make a new one.
Oh, jeez.
I gotta go.
Yeah.
I think he meant citronella.
He meant citronella, and we are not
all
going
terrible
to
advice.
Okay,
that.
Yeah, don't do that. Offer void everywhere. Thank you. Thank you very much. Christy Lee is at the Bob and Tom News Desk. What else is going on?
Well, let's keep with the theme. For more than a year, someone was clogging the toilets at the DeLand Community Center by pushing a 20-ounce soda bottle into the pipes, causing thousands of dollars worth of damage and repairs.
Huh. Where was this?
In Sheboygan, Wisconsin, at the DeLand Community Center.
Oh, so it's just...
That's a weird name for a community center. DeLand?
Yeah.
Well, if it's in Sheboygan, I guess because... it's near the lake.
Lake?
Yeah, exactly.
WBAY reports that on
news for you.
On Memorial Day, police arrested a 33-year-old man identified with the help of a citizen's tip. The case was forwarded to the district attorney's office for prosecution. Police began investigating this vandalism. It happened in the woman's bathroom at the community center back in April of 2017. Public Works Department would have to remove the toilet to get to the plumbing underneath to remove the bottle.
Over and over?
Over and over again, yes.
What kind of compulsion is that?
And in the women's room.
Yeah, so that makes me think there might be something.
And it was a man.
I like when ladies go to the bathroom on my bottle.
Oh, man.
Sick. No, it's not.
I hope he likes cleaning the toilets in the prison.
I like it when they go to the bathroom on my chest.
Oh. That's...
I watched the first episode of Billions, speaking of that.
Oh, that first couple minutes.
Yes.
Yeah.
What's Billions?
It's a show.
Have you gotten your SEC license yet?
It's my favorite show right now.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Paul Giamatti.
What's it on Damian Netflix?
Showtime.
Showing the scenery.
Oh, boy, is he. I love it. Love it.
Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, the very first scene that year, I forgot, you know, that opens with something sort of in that
realm.
Yes, thank you very much.
Sphere of perversion.
Yes, these coprophilia.
Speaking of perversion. Oh, what?
You know, if we let you mumble long enough, you get to write what you're talking about.
Hey, it was the first scene in the movie.
Yeah, I don't think it's not copper, though. I think urine, whatever okay.
I haven't watched.
Pissophilia.
I haven't watched the whole episode. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's
Golden Shower Lover?
Right,
yeah, kind of that, yeah.
A Florida man was caught masturbating at a Clearwater bus stop, told officers he was Captain Kirk. According to the patrolman, the man later identified as James Roger Bundrick.
That's right.
Was stroking his member under his shorts when he was approached by the officer. The man said he was just scratching himself, chick. The 56-year-old did not have any ID, but identified himself as Star Trek's Captain James Tiberius Kirk.
Clean me up, Scotty.
Police still performed a warrant check on the name. He was charged with disorderly conduct and providing a false name to law enforcement.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Damn it, Jim. I'm not a doctor. I'm a highway truck stop attendee.
Wow, poor guy.
Yeah,
that's a lunatic.
He's out of his head.
Yeah.
We have another one of those. Suburban Houston authorities say a former physician.
Hold it! Where?
Houston.
In the suburbs?
Suburbs of Houston.
Oh,
really? When did this happen?
When did it happen?
Yeah.
Well, it's been happening for years and years, but he's finally been arrested.
Where? Don't you mean
in Houston? Houston. A former physician wanted for taking his clothes off in several stores has been arrested.
Several stores?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, everybody! Like what you see?
Yeah.
Welcome to the Merry Company!
Here at Higby's.
They caught him in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
The guy's a doctor?
He was a doctor. Aww. He had his license revoked in 2006. He's been doing this for quite a while.
Oh, since you've got your clothes off, ma'am, I'm taking mine off as well.
He's been wanted in and around a North Houston suburb on 3 arrest warrants for being naked at several businesses.
I like it!
Hello there!
If this guy would take off his clothes and then scream hello there, that would be the greatest thing.
Well, he can't now, unless he does it in prison, apparently, because they caught him.
Well, the guy clearly has some
issues. Obviously, he has some issues.
As the police approach, gentlemen, I know I'm naked. I am a physician.
Well, I was a physician. 12 years ago, he was a physician.
That's sad.
Yeah.
What went wrong there? Huh?
Oh, boy.
I don't know.
It's always, hard to say.
It's always something.
Maybe he was in a hostile work environment. Irritating coworkers.
Wait a minute. Hang on a second. Did you see this thing about nightmares, Christy? Mm-hmm. Let me see if I can find this. The essence of it is that a survey is found. Here we go. The majority of Americans experience nightmares about
coworkers.
Yep.
Oh.
1,750 working American adults.
I believe that.
60% say they have nightmares about their jobs.
I've never had nightmares about this.
Yes. Screaming, running, crying. Yes, I believe it.
Although I do.
Is he chasing you in your nightmare?
You know the one I am.
I'm sharing.
Hello there.
Now, Josh, you probably haven't had this one. You were never a DJ as such, or per se, or ipso facto. I forget what I'm saying in Latin. Ex nihilo. The point is...
ipso facto.
Christy, have you ever had the dream? It's back in the day.
You're on the air.
You have a vinyl record playing.
Yep.
And the record ends, and you hear the...
And there's nowhere to go.
And, yeah, you don't know what to do. You can't find the...
You have nothing queued up. You have nothing to say.
I still have that nightmare. And I have the classic school one where you're taking an exam. You've done none of the homework. You've never been to the class.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And you have to pass it to graduate.
Right.
And you look around and see all your school chums, and you're going, oh, my God.
I have dreams where I'll get on stage, and for some reason I say the punchline before the setup, and nothing's working.
Wait, this sounds like Chick Show.
Oh, man.
To get to the other side.
what did I do?
Yeah, no, you did nothing. You really did nothing. You were sitting there politely.
I always had the dream where I can't remember my locker combination. And, of course, Tom had amazing locker combination.
Right.
It was one of the best one they ever had.
8-18-28.
There it is. Unbelievable. Amazing locker. Best ever.
Well, now you can set your own, so.
Or just get a key.
Now kids don't use their lockers.
What?
Yeah, my kids never have used a locker all through high school.
Why not?
They carry everything in their book bag.
Well, they're just lugging around 25-pound book bags?
Exactly.
They're all slumped over.
Yeah, they do. They've never used a locker.
Huh. Went to my locker in between every class.
I know. That's what we did. Socialize.
Where do they keep their posters of like cute boys and stuff?
They don't do it.
Where do they put the? You have the phone. You have a phone receiver in your locker. That was always funny, right?
No, but that is funny.
Great gag,
during class. Hey, this is for you. Hilarious. Killing. Oh,
that is one of the greats.
Killing people.
Used to share your locker with your boyfriend. That was always a big deal.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Keep your drugs in your locker.
Yeah, sure. I mean, what?
No, phone receiver.
I mean, I know there are kids that do use lockers, but mine never did.
Okay. Hmm.
So do you have bad dreams? Do you have nightmares about being here?
Yes, I had one last night.
What?
I'm not making this up.
Are you serious?
What happened?
It went just like this.
We were on a break.
Right?
Bob was also in with us.
Uh-huh.
And we were all, and you, and Chick, Christy, and Tom, you guys left to go to the green room during commercials. We came back and it was just Bob and I, and then like two strangers came in and sat down and started talking, and he and I were looking at each other like, what do we do? And so and then my microphone kept falling to the counter, and Bob was trying to motion to me while we were on the air how to get it to stay up, and I could not get it to stay up.
Freud's on the phone, Chick. You want to take this one?
There you go, a little Bob and Tom extra for you. Be sure to catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and of course on our website at bobandtom.com. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher. Have a good one.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
My name is David Goss, and I'm joined by my co-host, Megan Klinenberg.
Everything up until this point has been an outside look at the World Cup, and now we're giving people an inside look. It is just total pressure cooker.
Watching flags come out of little plastic balls is like the epitome of everything that I love. And the World Cup is everything. It's why I became a soccer fan.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.